David, what's up? Drew Garabo Live asks, is it okay or not okay to acknowledge a child's beauty?
It's definitely not okay.
It's not okay.
I mean, Tell me why.
It's okay to acknowledge the beauty, but to say to a girl 10 years old, I'm going to be dating in 10 years, is really pretty sick. And I think it reminds me of something I was talking to my ex-wife about a couple of years ago, the Gilbert O'Sullivan song, Claire. Like, you couldn't even play that on the radio anymore these days because of political correctness. And, yeah, Trump is just way out of line to say something like that to a 10-year-old girl.
Tell me about this Gilbert and Sullivan song, Claire, and why we couldn't play it on the radio.
Well, if you listen to the words, it's about this guy who's babysitting maybe, like, his niece or something, and they're talking, he's talking to her about one day he's going to marry her. It gets a little bit weird.
As if something somewhere had happened to me, which I couldn't see. And then the moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends.
This is Yacht Rock.
It had to be so. It couldn't be no.
That's fun. So far so good, right?
I don't care what people say to me, I'm more than a child. Oh, Claire, and didn't
sound that bad to me. Oh, I'm sorry, I was playing the edited version. Hold on one second. Oh. I think this is the unedited version. Hold on one second.
Claire, I wonder what your pubic hair looks like when you sit on a chair. You're only 13 years old. I wanna do filthy things with you, Claire. I wanna put my hand down there. I wanna take you to sixth grade. I wanna make you wet down there. In the basement of your house, of course, Claire. Appropriate things in my rape van with my Claire. Your parents certainly won't be there. I'm babysitting you in my chair. You can sit on my lap and we can talk about the rising cost of meat. Claire, sit on my lap. Claire Bear. Statutory rape ain't a thing. You don't tell anyone anything. I'm 40 years old. You're merely 13. Yes, Claire. When the police come, please lie in the interview room and tell them that I never touched you here on the doll. It's hard to get blood out of your clown suit, Claire. I think I took it too far to insinuate that I touched you in inappropriate ways, my Claire. Changing keys in the middle of the song. I think I've gone on a little long. Or would you have a puppet show with my schlong, Claire, Claire?
Nikki just handed me a note. She wanted to play the role of Claire if you wanted to do that again.
Would you? Yeah, no. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Oh, boy, I'll never be the same.
Alyssa, Drew Garabo Live asks, is it okay or not okay to tell a 10-year-old kid or say that a 10-year-old kid is beautiful?
It is not okay.
It's not okay.
Why not?
Well, I have three girls of my own. One of them is 10. And even just random people coming up and telling me that my children are adorable or anything kind of puts me on the defensive in the kind of world that we live in today.
Yeah, I mean, we're past the era where you can compliment a child on their good looks. It's sad that we've come to this, but it is what it is, right?
It is, unfortunately.
Thank you very much. 727-579-1025. Nikki, did Tall Emily call you to ask you a question off the air? She said you wouldn't put her on.
She wanted to know if Seth was going to the party, and I told her yes.
Oh, we always want to talk to Tall Emily.
I didn't know that. We were in the middle of It's Okay, It's Not Okay. I didn't know that people
Yeah, she's got she's got free reign.
What's happening? Who wants to know what about me?
Tall Emily.
She wanted to know if you were going to the party tonight, and if not, she was going to peer pressure you, and I said, yeah, he's going to be there. Just be there before 8.
Because I think she's got a crush on you now.
Why? She's always stated that she loves you on the show.
No, it's definitely you now, because I was reading her tweets from last night.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I mean, I was reading her tweets last night as I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep.
That Claire song's going to be in my head all day.
I'm sorry.
What did her tweets say?
Very sorry. All right, let me pull up here. Tall Emily is a girl who is an interesting girl. We read her tweets from time to time because Twitter is her personal diary. And
That's Tall Emily?
Yeah, that's Tall Emily. Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was the tall girl that's on Calta's show a lot.
Oh, no, that's Crystal. Yeah, no. Crystal's cool. I mean,
okay.
Emily's cool, too.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tall Emily's tweets from last night.
She should give out her Twitter so people can follow along. I think she gains a lot of followers during these bits.
Emuhhleex 123. Twitter really ruins the quality of Snapchat videos. October 12th. October 13th, good morning, 18 hours ago, when you made tacos 2 nights ago and you still have leftovers, smiley face emoji, 18 hours ago, 18 hours ago, can people make sure I wake up by at the latest of 9 a.m. tomorrow, 18 hours ago, I need to wake up to have enough time to drink my coffee, wake up and work out tomorrow, 18 hours ago, so please, make sure I wake up tomorrow. Please and thank you. 17 hours ago. This one's the one I think is about Seth. All right, everyone. Let's hope that the guy I want to come to the party tomorrow shows up. I will have the best night ever if he shows up. Uh-oh. 17 hours ago. I just want to call Siri by the name of Bob. Hashtag phone. Hashtag problems. 11 hours ago. I never knew I could be on the phone with you for that long. 7 hours ago, well, I'm awake. 17 minutes ago, I want to call in and talk to you guys about tonight. I'm currently at work, though, so I don't want to get in trouble. At you on the radio, at Seth Kush. Tall Emily's coming looking for you tonight.
No, well, I wasn't on the phone with her last night, so I don't think I'm the guy she's looking for.
I think you're the guy.
No, I think she respects what I have with Phoebe.
Mm. Paul, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live. How are you?
But if not, it's all good.
I'm fine. I'm going to have to say it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Specifically because of the world we live in today, like the other person was saying before. But I also think that it is a double standard when a female, an older female adult, compliments a male that's under the age of 18, given that I have been through that my whole life. And it's usually my mother's friends, usually my older sister's friends that have told me on numerous occasions before I turned 18, if you were a few years older, absolutely, I would definitely date you. That was also coming from my mother's friends as well.
Of course.
Also, my mother's sister, my aunt, she even told me that if I wasn't related to you and if you were a few years older, I would date you as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
your aunt said that?
My aunt, my mother's sister, yes. And that was when I was 12. So.
Okay.
Well, aunts have needs too, okay?
I suppose. Aunt Lives Matter. Emily pointed out to me, she just tweeted me and told me that she tweeted some pickup lines also that I miss, and I'm sorry.
Oh.
October 12th, I want to play beer pong. October 12th, I miss playing beer pong. It was always so much fun. October 12th, each year, for some reason, I'm drawn to animal costumes. October 12th, you're so cute, it's distracting. October 12th, you look cold. Want to use me as your blanket? October 12th, your body is 75% water and I'm thirsty. October 12th, somebody call the cops because it has got to be illegal to look that good. October 12th, hashtag pickup lines. October 12th, I'm kind of worried I won't be getting to sleep anytime soon.
See, you should do pickup lines instead of like the mothball jokes.
Is this Tall Emily?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Tall Emily? Your Twitter is the most amazing Twitter ever that has been tweeted.
Thank you. I appreciate that. How are you guys today?
We're very well. Thank you for risking your job by calling us. What is it that we can do for you? Is Seth, by the way, the boy that you're talking about that you hope comes to the party tonight?
I mean, he is one of them. There's two of them. He was one of them, and then there's another one that I kind of hope comes, but we'll see.
Who's the other one?
I don't really want to say his name or anything.
Can I give you initials and you'll tell me whether or not I'm right?
I don't even know if I want to do that because he might be listening right now.
He's probably not listening. I know who you're talking about. He never listens to the show.
No, he definitely does because I put it on Facebook for people to listen, and so I just really don't want to risk it.
All right. Just so we both know you're talking about. It's Mark, isn't it?
No, actually, I really would like to meet him, though. He's really cool.
Oh, it's not Mark Strutzman? Oh, damn it. I thought it was... Oh, man, this whole time I thought it was Strutzman because I see you guys flirting on Twitter. I'm like, man, I love Strutzman, and I like Tall Emily from what I know about her. I was kind of hoping it was him. Who is it?
Well, you got the last initial, so the last initial is an S.
Narrows it down.
But I'm not gonna give you the first initial.
All right.
Did you meet him online through the show?
No, I did not meet him online. I met him through a friend of a friend, basically.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll be there early. So get there before 8 if you want to see Seth. Get there before 10 if you want to see me and SBK. And we look forward to seeing you tonight.
I'm really excited to see you guys, too. Like, you have no idea. I'm actually really nervous because I haven't met any of you yet. So
yeah, it's true.
It's going to be a big disappointment.
Yeah. Prepare to be underwhelmed, like I tell most ladies and people.
What time are you showing up?
Well, I'm out of work here. Within the next hour, I'm going to head home and get cleaned up and stuff. So I'll be there before 8.
All right. Could you give me a couple of your random thoughts to the Emily Twitter music, please? Like, what's on your mind right now?
Well, right now, let's see. I'm definitely pretty nervous on meeting you and Seth. I'm definitely really hoping that guy I mentioned earlier shows up. Work has been really stressful, that's for sure, because we're under construction and it's kind of a mess. And I'm really excited to get my new puppy.
What kind of puppy?
I'm getting a yellow lab.
What are you going to name him?
Oh, I don't know yet. I'm going to get a girl. I'm not sure of the name yet.
What about Hector?
Hector for a girl? I don't know. I think Hector is more of a boy name.
It's alternative. It's crazy. It's a good conversation starter.
I don't know. So we'll see about that.
What else is on your mind?
Let's see. I'm really stressed out about, like, family stuff. There's been a couple cool people on Twitter that, you know, tweet me, but then there's also the other ones that are kind of unique, a little different. Like, they're nice and everything, but they're kind of a little pushy.
It happens to hot girls. It happens to hot girls on Twitter like yourself.
Well, I'm sure it happens to you, too. Like, you're hot. Like, Seth's hot. Like, I feel like you guys probably get messages as well.
I don't think so. Seth fell out of his chair laughing.
Oh, my wife doesn't even think I'm hot. That's awesome.
Goodness.
If your boyfriend doesn't or your new dude, you know, doesn't show up tonight, you think you might want to make out?
With you?
Okay. I mentioned that with somebody, but I mean if you want to swap some spit, my girlfriend would probably be okay with that.
We'll see where the night goes.
So if you wear heels tonight, are you going to be like 6'7"?
I'm not wearing heels. I'll probably just, you know, dress up and I'll look nice. I'll wear some leggings, a nice dress shirt, just have some black flats on or something.
Yeah.
You'll definitely see me. Like, I swear, you can't miss me. I'm also coming with my friend Carly, who's also tall. She's 6 foot and she's beautiful. You'll love her.
Oh, man. Ralph Sampson and Akeem Olajuwon are going to be in the house. This is going to be awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much, Emily. We love you. I would love to make it a weekly thing where I'm already getting requests from Twitter, especially Britt.
You should buy her a drink tonight, her and her friend.
Dude, I will buy all the drinks for you tonight. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys at Caddy's. And, you know, please come up and say hello.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you. I love you guys, too.
All right. Thank you for being you, Emily.
Thank you. Bye.
We have Seth's journal here. And we are approaching the end of 2003. It's December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas.
Any questions before I leave the room?
Don't leave.
Oh, please don't make me stay.
Last time was such a cliffhanger with Ashley and then Sierra. It was great.
No.
Yeah, you already know what it says. What are you embarrassed about?
Yeah.
What am I embarrassed about? Have you heard of any of this stuff? It's humiliating.
It's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. It's both. It's humiliating and it's awesome. And here we go with December 23rd, 2003, The Journal of Seth Kushner. As much as I want to love again, or love it all, I just am too immature to handle anything. Or maybe I should replace immature with emotional. I think it's good that I dismiss new girls with such ease. I think I just know deep down that it can only be trouble. This is not a game, so I don't care how you play it. Play it cool or go all out. If I dig you, I'll know it, probably right off the bat. My New Year's resolution is to let Ashley go gently into the good night. Oh, he just went Shakespeare on her ass.
Damn.
Do not go gently into that good night. The bard over here. Sorry, I was editorializing. I really dig the one in the Fuel song where he says, the line in the Fuel song where he says, hey, I think someday I might need you somehow, but I doubt I need her. I know that it will be like I'm on ecstasy 24/7 if I don't sweat her. Then I can close that door and really look.
That was a hell of a Shakespeare Fuel segue.
For a good girl. Not many people could pull off the William Shakespeare to Fuel segue like Seth Kushner. The Fuel song that he was referring to is called Million Miles.
Was that real?
This is all real. Read? Dude, this is all real.
That's why he left the room.
It's very uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
This is a Fuel song.
It's a great song, right?
12:28:03. He starts this note to himself. Yo, we celebrated Jamie's birthday last night in style. The limo was straight. I hate. What does that even mean? The limo was straight.
It was a nice limo.
The limo was straight.
Yeah, it was straight.
I hated the places that we went. Blue Martini and Banana Moe's. What piece of S places?
Jeez.
I'm glad Kniff and I chilled in the limo while everyone else was at the Blue Martini. We had a cool time. Holy S. Something sucked. I was where I only had dreamt about. A nightclub. Fat guys with shaved arms and drunk sluts.
Yeah.
I know I hated it so much because I know Ashley is that type of girl. Oh, well. She hasn't called in about 1.5 weeks, and I'm doing okay. Damn, that place really sucks. Damn, I really loved her. Damn, Jamie is my best friend. Carter would be, but he got a BF, and that's his girlfriend. Jamie and I will always be tight.
Oh,
keeping it straight like the limo.
Okay.
12:29:03. You made me do the most sensitive S, like make amends with friends that I didn't want to deal with. I know for a fact that I didn't get into radio for the money. Why would I be mad if I don't get salary? I want some status. I want to know my bases are covered and my bills are covered. I will have a tough choice to make come Feb. If I have a job, I might go 50-50 on that one. No job, then Fish and I need to work something out where I can get paid. If it is in remotes or whatever. Great players stay with the team that brought them in as long as it's up to them. I need to stay, but I need something more. I want the money and respect that I've earned.
Damn.
Isn't the money there? So you don't think I'm worth it? And if you don't want to lose your morning show over $20,000, then you should make it happen.
Damn.
Seth laying down the law.
03, right?
That is 03.
Oh, this is 03.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrapping it up with 12:30:03. This might be the last time I write in this bad boy for 03. What a year. Good stuff in radio, weird stuff with Ashley, and falling in and out with my family, finding a new best friend, It's not really how I would have seen my year turn out, but I'm not complaining. And then two exclamation points with a smiley face underneath the exclamation point.
Tying together?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Fantastic.
That was 2003 with young Seth Kushner.